It is February the 3rd in Carbondale. A Taste of Chocolate is coming back for 2017 to help out the Women's Center. And I've got Diane Hood and Lindsay in the studio. Lindsay, I'm going to let you say your last name.
Stockhecky.
How are you doing, Lindsay?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for being here. And Diane, what annual Taste of Chocolate is this?
Oh, it's about the 15th annual. We've been going for quite a while with it,
yeah.
And we're just excited about it coming up again. I can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's exciting. Well, the most important thing about it is that the proceeds are going to the Women's Center,
mm-hmm.
and the funding is very much needed, as you know, with the state being in the kind of... I'm going to go ahead and say mess. I know you don't want to say it, that we're in without the budget being passed. And it's just, it's really important that everybody participates and comes out and supports this event, because this event really helps a lot of women and family and also men in the area.
Mm.
And I would love not to have these kind of events, but unfortunately, the reality of it is that we do need to.
Well,
have events like this.
There's somebody listed right now who has never heard of the Taste of Chocolate. Mm. For those folks who are listening and who maybe would like to go ahead and book things in advance for a date night or whatever it may be, what happens at a Taste of Chocolate?
Well, when you come, your ticket price is going to get you all the chocolate that you want to eat for in the amount of time that you're there. So if it's 3 or 4 hours and it's not necessarily all...
dessert.
Sweet chocolate. We have some savory dishes as well. Like Thai Taste brings in wings, and they have a chocolate sauce on them, and it's delicious.
Yes.
Great Boars of Fire will be there, and they'll do a savory dish as well. But we'll also have Insomnia Cookies. We'll have Larry's House of Cakes. So we just have a wide variety of dishes that you can taste and try out. We'll also have a live auction, which I have on a ring from TJ's Jewelers that is going to be live. I've auctioned off, and it's absolutely gorgeous this year.
Yes, TJ Martin hooking you up right there.
Every year he's given us something for the live auction.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a very large silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a fun, great event. Lindsay, your first year actually being as the development specialist last year was your first year of helping to put it on, and she did a wonderful job, and we raised a lot of money that went for a very good organization.
And that's what I want to touch base with you here, Lindsay. And how important is it to get some money in here for the services that you do?
Extremely important. So as Diane said, and as everyone knows, the state budget is, you know, has affected us. And so this year is more important than ever to, you know, have a good turnout and have people there to enjoy themselves as well as, you know, provide valuable donations to the center. So last year we raised just over 35,000. So we really, you know, we're looking to to cap, you know, to go even above that this year. So, so that's extremely valuable to our services and to Southern Illinois.
Y'all going to have a chocolate fountain?
We're not doing a chocolate fountain. We had a bad experience with the chocolate fountain. So we kind of are really leery of the chocolate fountain. It's like me totaling my car with a deer. And I've had a bad experience. I only drive in daylight. And then my husband totaled his car 2 months later. Well, he totaled both of them, really. In daylight. I'm a little leery of the fountain after what happened with the fountain 1 year. We were literally scooping chocolate into cups because the fountain went out on us.
Oh, man.
And, you know, I do want to mention that we have a lot of great supporters at the Women's Center. And without the vendors who come, who volunteer their time, and they also donate all the food that they bring, and our wonderful major sponsors. One of them is River Radio. We also have Penn Aluminum, Penn, and SIH is one of our main supporters. And also this year, Brandon Phelps is one of our main supporters as well. Socially Present, the city of Carbondale helps us out. And we are just so grateful and thankful for the people like that who help us put this event on. And also... the wonderful, wonderful people who contribute to the live auction and silent auction, and also the people who attend the event. So we are very grateful for that.
It takes everybody.
It takes everybody.
So here's the deal. It's February the 3rd. It's at the Carbondale Civic Center. 6 o'clock start time on this thing. You go ahead and get your tickets. How can they do that, Diane?
They can call me at the Furniture King, or you can call myself. Phone number, which is area code 618-303-5974. You can get on the Women's Center website webpage, and you can pay with PayPal doing that. And Lindsay, you can give the website.
So the website is thewomensctr.org. Mm-hmm. And you can get to our website from our Facebook page as well. And tickets are also available at the Women's Center in Carbondale.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. And tickets are $35. And that includes all the, you know, all the chocolate you can eat.
And it's really actually the ticket is kind of priceless because I'll be there and that's
good enough.
Yeah, right there.
Well, here's my next question because I know, is this something you get gussied up for a little bit? You wear do I need to wear my church pants and like my nice shirt? What do I do?
Yeah, it's more like a casual 5 o'clock after five thing. It's not a real dressy event. Some people do get dressed up, but a nice pair of slacks and a nice shirt or sweater is perfectly fine.
Well, it's time for Kent to break out his adjustable Sansibelt slacks.
There you go.
And get my penny loafers on.
Yeah, if you eat that chicken something taco thing, naked taco thing you're going to eat.
We won't have any of that there. We'll have the good food over here. It is a taste of chocolate to benefit the Women's Center. We will have all of this information up on our Facebook and at my blog at Z100FM.com. But Lindsay, Diane, thank you so much
for being here. Thank you so much for having us.